I want to speak to you this afternoon on loving life.
我今天要跟大家来讲一讲热爱生命这个话题。
A warden, a prison warden, asked a prisoner on death row what he would like to eat for his last meal.
一个监狱的典狱长对一个即将行刑的一个死囚问他说，你最后一顿想吃些什么？
And the prisoner replied, oh, I'd like to have a huge piece of watermelon.
这个囚犯说道，我想吃一大块的西瓜。
And the warden said, you've got to be kidding.
然后这典狱长说道，你一定在开玩笑吧。
This is December.
现在是12月。
Watermelons haven't even been planted, let alone harvested.
西瓜还到没季节，还没有到时候被种植，更何况说收获呢。
To which the prisoner replied, that's okay, I don't mind waiting.
然后这个囚犯说道，我不介意，我可以再等等。
Okay, hold on, we need to do some technical work here, I'm not getting control. there we go, okay. That prisoner wanted to hang on to his life.
这个囚犯他还想再多活一些日子。
He loved life, even if it meant spending a little time in prison.
他热爱生活，虽然这个每天的日子是在监狱里度过。
And you know, we need to love life too, no matter where we are and what our circumstances might be.
我们都应该热爱生命，无论我们在哪里，无论我们现在境遇如何。
But the question is how?
但是问题是，到底怎么做才是热爱生命呢？
And I want us to look at a passage in 1 Peter today.
我们今天想要来一起看看彼得前书一段经文。
1 Peter 3, where the Bible tells us to love life, and it gives us some ways to do it.
彼得前书这一段经文教导我们要热爱生命，并且给我们一些指导，要如何做。
And so let me read that whole passage again from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tender-hearted, and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called us to do, and he will grant you his blessing.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
For the scripture says, if you want to love life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers.But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil.
因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头，不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。因为主的眼睛看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷。唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
Now, when Peter says that the scriptures,for the scriptures say, he's quoting Psalm 34 here.
当彼得说这里经上说第十节，这个经上是指诗篇34章。
And both passages acknowledge us to love life even when we're going through hard times.
这两处经文都让我们要热爱生命，即使我们现在处境艰难。
Now that passage is a backdrop for his words in verses 8 and 9 where he tells us how to treat people.
这八到九节这个经文是在说彼得说如何与人相处之前的一个背景。
So he's saying to love life, first of all, we need to love one another.
所以如果想要热爱生命，第一我们必须要彼此相爱。
Verse 8 says, finally, love each other as brothers and sisters.
第八节说到，总而言之，你们都要同心相爱如弟兄。
He's talking about the body of Christ.
他在谈耶稣基督的肢体。
Love your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
要去爱你的主内的肢体弟兄姐妹们。
Love your fellow believers within the church.
爱那些和你一起敬拜、一起侍奉的弟兄姐妹们。
Now, loving people is the completion, the perfection of life.
爱人是能够得以让你的生命完成。
Peter started this section by using the word finally in verse 8, and literally it means the end or reaching a goal.
彼得在这里第八节以一个词总而言之开始，这个总而言之往往是意味着我们要达到一个目标。
Now it's not the end of Peter's letter.
在彼得这个书信当中并没有一个真正要结束的地方。
He goes on for another 2.5 chapters.
他继续还讲了两章多的内容。
That reminds me of a boy who visited his friend's church, and afterwards he told him,I like your pastor better than mine.
然后这让我想起了一个男孩，这个男孩他去拜访他的一个朋友的教会。
He said, when your pastor says, finally, that's the end, he finishes.
这个拜访的这个弟兄对他的朋友说，我很喜欢你的牧师，因为当他说最后的时候，总而言之的时候，他的的确确在结尾了。
But he says, when my pastor says, lastly, he lasts.And last and last, going on and on and on for a long time.
但我的牧师呢？我的牧师当他说最后总而言之的时候，他还会继续讲，有好多好多的最后，所以一直讲下去。
Well, Peter's not coming to a conclusion here.
但是彼得在这里并没有下最后结论。
Rather, he's talking about a goal of life, the thing that completes life.
彼得在这里其实是要告诉我们生命的目标其实是对人的爱。
The finality of life, and that is love for people.
生命最终极的目标其实就是要学会爱人。
Now God, he uses 5 adjectives here in verse 8 to describe what that love looks like.
彼得在这里第八节用了5个形容词来讲如何去爱人。
He says, first of all, you should be of one mind.
第一，他说到你们都要同心。
Now, that doesn't mean that we all have to think alike.
这个并不意味着我们总是要有一样的想法。
But it does mean that we have to at least be playing the same song.
但我们应该至少在同心演奏同一首歌。
It's like a finely tuned orchestra.
这个就好像最后一个被调试好的这样一个交响乐。
The players don't play the same notes.
这个所有的乐队成员并没有使用同样的乐器，同样的大调。
But what they do play blends together to create a beautiful music.
但是他们尽管弹的不同，但是他们是在一起能够合奏出一个非常美妙的歌曲。
And so it should be in the church.
所以同样的道理也适用于教会。
God wants us to blend together to create a ministry that honors him beautifully.
主把不一样的我们聚集在一起，想要让我们同心一起来敬拜赞美他。
And when we love one another,
当我们来彼此相爱的时候，
and are of the same mind,
我们要同心。
We create that beautiful harmony that is attractive and wonderful to God.
我们这样的话，我们才能够创造出那样的和睦同居，那样的美好，能够荣耀神。
Now, secondly, he says we are to sympathize with each other.
第二点，彼得在这里说到，我们要彼此体恤。
Literally, he's saying to suffer with each other.
所以这个意思就是说，我们要与哀伤的人同哀哭。
When one hurts, you hurt with him or her.
当一个人伤心悲痛的时候，我们要能够设身处地的去体谅、体会他的情绪。
When one weeps, you weep with him or her.
当他哭泣的时候，我们要能够感受到他的痛苦，能够与他同哀哭。
That's not the time to get over it. Sympathize with each other.
所以我们要学会彼此体恤。Pastor, you are on mute.
No.
Sorry, you are on mute for maybe 10 seconds. Now you are back.
Okay. All right. Third, he says, love each other as brothers and sisters.
第三点, 彼得在这里说到, 要相爱如弟兄。
Now, I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a brother or sister, you don't always agree.
我不知道你们, 如果你们真的有弟兄姐妹的话, 我反正是我的经历是, 我不经常和他们, 有一致的意见。
But at the end of the day, you don't separate it from each other because we're family.
但是最终我们不会, 分开, 不再见面, 因为我们是家人。
So treat each other as family.
所以我们应当彼此以家人相待。
And then fourth, he says, be tender-hearted.
第四点他说到要存慈怜的心。
And that means having a good heart toward people.
那个意味着对人要存一颗良善的心。
It involves being kind and gentle and compassionate.
对人要有恩慈,温柔,存慈怜的心。
And then finally, he says, keep a humble attitude.
第五点他说到要存谦卑的心。
Now that speaks of those who are lowly or servile in their thinking.
所以这个可能会有些人会有些误解说是不是要把自己看得很低。
And we often think of that in a negative way.
我们总是把谦卑这个词想得很负面。
But the Bible turns it around and elevates a servant's attitude.
但是圣经将这样一个仆人的谦卑的心态提高。
Jesus said to serve people is the highest of qualities.
耶稣说到能够服侍人是一个, 最高的一个能力。
And so this is what it means to love one another.
所以这就是, 到底彼此相爱的意思。
To serve each other.
就是要彼此服侍,
to be good-hearted toward each other.
对彼此有恩慈,
to treat each other like family.
彼此以家人相待,
to suffer with each other.
伤痛的时候彼此能够同哀哭,
and to be of the same mind.
要同心,
and that should be the goal of life.
这就是生命的意义。
You see, love is what completes us as individuals.
所以我们可以看到, 爱能够使我们完全。
And love is what completes us as a church as well.
所以爱也能够使得我们能成为一个合一的教会。
It's love that makes life worth living.
所以是爱让我们觉得生命有意义。
So to love life, you need to love people.
所以想要热爱生命, 我们需要去爱人。
And you start by loving the people right within our church.
所以要学会爱人可以先从我们教会当中的人开始。
You won't feel complete until you do.
你可能没有办法觉得自己, 完全了直到你这么做。
Philip Yancey is an American Christian author.
菲利普·杨希是一个很有名的美国基督徒作家。
His books have sold more than 15 million copies in English and have been translated into 40 languages.
他的书, 销量很高, 曾经被翻译成大概超过, 40种语言。
And he recalls talking to a pastor from India.
他, 回忆有一次和, 去印度和一个, ,印度的牧师说话。
And the pastor from India said, most of what happens in Christian churches, including even miracles, can be duplicated in Hindu and Muslim congregations.
这个牧师说到，基督教会当中发生的绝大多数事情，甚至包括那些神迹奇事，也许在印度教和穆斯林信徒的生活当中也都有发生过。But
he said it's only Christians who strive, however awkwardly, to mix men and women of different castes and races and social groups.
他说，但是呢，就基督徒很奇怪的，努力接纳不同种性、不同种族、不同社会阶层的男男女女。
And he said, that's the real miracle.
他说这才是真正的奇迹。
Yancey goes on to say,
然后杨希接着说,
diversity, and we hear a lot of that lately, don't we?
多样性或者是这种不同, 我们最近听这个词可能都听到耳朵发茧了。
Diversity complicates rather than simplifies life.
多样性往往使生活更加复杂而不是简化之。
And for this reason, we tend to surround ourselves with people of similar age or economic class or opinion or race.
所以正因为如此呢，我们常常倾向与我们同龄、有相同经济条件、相同想法和种族的人交朋友。
We segregate ourselves. We feel more comfortable with people who are like us.
我们与我们相似的人相处更加的舒服。
Church, on the other hand, offers a place where infants and grandparents, unemployed and executive, immigrants and native-borns can come together.
但是教会呢，与众不同的是一个包容接纳来自不同年龄层，因而与祖父皆欢迎之，不同经济条件、目前无业的人和那些高管皆可，不同身份，无论是外来移民还是当地人皆可的所有人的一个地方。
Yancey talked about sitting in church once.
然后杨希回忆到他曾经坐在一个教会里面。
And on one side was an elderly man who was hooked up to a puffing oxygen tank.
他的一边呢坐着一个年迈的人，他身上甚至带着氧气罐。
And on the other side was a breastfeeding baby who grunted loudly and contentedly throughout the sermon.
他的另一边呢坐着一个小婴孩，在整个正道的过程当中，这个婴孩都发出一些声音，都很高兴。
And Yancey said, where else but the church can you find that kind of mixture?
他问到说，除了教会，还有什么地方可以看到这样的一个现象？
And you see, that's the true miracle of Christianity.
他说这就是基督教它的神奇之处。
That's the reason Christ died on the cross.
他说这就是为什么耶稣基督死在十字架上。
He died not only to reconcile us to God, but to reconcile us with each other.
耶稣死在十字架上，不仅仅让我们与父神和好，也让我们人与人之间能够和好。Look
at this in Ephesians 2, 14 and 15. It says, for Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups.
以弗所书2章14到15节这里写道，因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
Now that's the solution to some of the problems that we're experiencing here in America today.
所以这个就是我们今天美国人想要解决一些问题的一个解决之道。
The cross of Christ needs to be preached because it brings peace.
耶稣基督的十字架应该被谈论、被高举，因为十字架能够带来和睦。
And that's what's so fun about being part of a church.
这就是我们为什么要成为教会的一员。
We strive, however awkwardly, to mix people of different ages and social groups and races together.
我们在教会里可以接纳包容不同的男男女女。
Now it's true, it gets messy at times.
这个可能多样性不同，常常会带来一些麻烦，这也是正常的。
But how rich it is when we learn to accept and appreciate one another despite our differences.
但当我们能够学会如何和彼此相处，能够看见别人不同之处的那美好的时候，我们会发现这样的一个群体是何等的美妙。And
so to love life, you have to love people.
所以要热爱生活，我们先要学会爱人。And
it begins right here within the church.
所以爱人要先学会从爱教会的弟兄姐妹开始。But
you don't stop there. You don't stop with only believers.
但是爱人不要止步于只爱教会的弟兄姐妹。You
have to love your enemies as well.
你要学习爱你的仇敌。Love
those outside the church.
去爱那些教会以外的人。Even
love those that are hostile toward you.
甚至要去爱那些与你为敌，给你带来麻烦的人。Look
at verse 9. It says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. 彼得前书三章九节这里写道：“不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。”The late Warren Wiersbe, a pastor, author, radio Bible teacher, once said this.
沃伦·威尔斯比他是一个作家、一个基督徒牧师，还有一个电台的主持，电台的一个组织者。
He said we can live on one of three levels.
他说我们可以以下任何三种方式中的一种来生活。
We can return evil for good.
以恶报善。
Which is the satanic level.
就是撒旦的方式。
Or we can return good for good and evil for evil, which is the human level.
以善报善，以恶报恶，这是一般人的方式。
Or, he said, we can return good for evil, which is the divine level.
又或者我们可以以善报恶，这是圣洁的方式。
And for us to live at the highest level of life is to repay people with good, even when they have harmed us.
所以我们想要让我们的生命更丰盛，过得更有意义的话，我们要学习如何以善报恶。
To bless them when they have insulted or slandered us.
当对方甚至是敌对我们说侮辱我们的话的时候，我们要为他们祝福。
The word for blessing in the original text is eulogia.
祝福这个词呢，在原希腊文当中，它其实是从一个道文道词来的。
We get the word eulogy from it.
我们就得到这个从这个词根来的这个道词。
It means to speak well of someone.
他的意思就是说，在这样的追思礼拜上，这样的仪式上说某人的好话。
At a funeral in the eulogy, people say nice things about the person who died.
在葬礼上，当有人说悼词的时候，常常是回忆这些人好的地方。
And God is saying here that we ought to be saying nice things about the people who are alive, even when they have said nice things about us.
所以神要求我们在人还活着的时候去说对方的好话，其实对方对我们不友好。
And this is our calling as a follower of Jesus Christ.
这是我们作为耶稣门徒的这样的一个呼召。
And this is the way that God blesses us. He eulogizes us.
所以这就是神来祝福我们的方式，让我们来对世人说友善的话。
In other words, when we say nice things about other people, God says nice things about us and blesses us.
所以当我们来说别人的好话的时候，对别人说良善的话的时候，神会来祝福我们，这也是我们得祝福的一个方式。
And when that happens, that's really living.
所以当那样的状况发生的时候，那才是真正活着。
Because otherwise we become trapped in the prison of bitterness and anger.
否则的话，我们将好像如同被卡在、被陷在监狱当中。
We can't learn to love life until we love our enemies.
我们没有办法学习如何去热爱生命，除非我们学会去热爱我们的仇敌。
Joseph Mengele was a doctor at the Auschwitz concentration camp in Germany during World War II.
约瑟夫·蒙哥尔是二战期间在奥斯维辛集中营当中的一个医生。
He performed horrific experiments on the Jewish prisoners, including Eva Kaur and her twin sister Miriam.
他在二战期间呢，曾经在一些犹太人身上做一些非常恐怖的人体实验。
The two of them survived the Holocaust.
这些人呢，被做实验的这些人，包括伊娃克和他的妹妹，然后。
Their father and mother and their two sisters were gassed to death in the gas chambers.
这两个姐妹呢，后来存活了下来，但是他们的父母在这样的一个毒气的罐中被窒息而死。
In 1995, Eva returned to Auschwitz for the 50th anniversary of their liberation.
在1995年，伊娃科尔回到奥斯维辛集中营那个地方来庆祝他得自由50年。
And she asked Dr. Hans Muich, who signed death certificates at the camp, to join them.
他邀请了这个汉斯·穆恩奇医生, 和他一起来参加这样的一个纪念的50年的这样的一个仪式, 因为这个医生呢, 当时签署了, 这些被害的犹太人的这样的一个死亡证明。
She asked him to sign an affidavit, a statement of fact, acknowledging what actually happened there at the camp.
他请求, 汉斯·穆恩奇医生签署一份声明, 就是承认当时, 在集中营当中所发生的事情。
And Dr. Mewich agreed.
穆恩奇医生同意了。Eva
wrote, I was so glad that I would have an original document witnessed and signed by a Nazi official that was there.
伊娃克尔写道,我很高兴,因为当时的在纳粹集中营的这样的医生,他愿意写这样的声明来见证承认曾经发生过的历史。
She wanted to add to the historical collection of information that she was preserving for herself as well as for future generations.
所以她想在除了历史书上所写的,能够有另外的这样的一个有人的这样的一个见证,对这个事实能够说话见证。
I was so grateful that Dr. Mewich agreed to come to Auschwitz and sign the document about the operation of the gas chambers.
尤瓦克尔说,他非常的感恩,说当时穆恩奇医生他愿意来到奥斯维辛集中营这个地方,能够来签署这样一份文件。I
wanted to thank him, she said.
他说,我想谢谢他。But
how can one thank a Nazi doctor, especially after all that he did to my family?
但是他曾经自问过,我怎么能够感谢穆恩奇医生,这样一个纳粹的医生曾经对我的父母 以及其他犹太人做了这么残忍的事情。
For 10 months, she pondered the question.
她为了这个问题自问思考10个月。
All kinds of ideas popped into her head.
她脑里有各种各样的想法。
Until finally she said, how about a simple letter of forgiveness from me to him?
10个月的挣扎纠结之后,她对自己说道, 不如试一试写一封简单的赦免宽恕的信。
But forgiving him from all that he had done to me, how could I?
但是怎么能宽恕这样一个对我曾经做出这么惨无人道的事的人呢?
She said, I knew immediately that he would appreciate it.
她说,我早就料想到, 她看到这封信之后会很感激。
But what I discovered once I made the decision was that forgiveness is not so much for the executioner, but for the victim.
但当我做了这样的决定之后,我才意识到,饶恕对于刽子手的意义远远不如其对受害者的意义。
I had the power to forgive, she said.
我有这个能力去饶恕。No
one could give me this power, and no one could take it away from me.
没有人能够把这样饶恕的能力从我这里拿走。It
made me feel powerful.
这让我觉得很有大能。It
made me feel good to have that power over my life.
这样的大能让我在生命当中觉得生命有力。In
an interview before Eva died, she said these words.
当伊娃死之前,她接受过一次采访,在采访当中她说到这样的话。If
I had discovered forgiveness sooner, I would have had those 50 years of my life back.
他说,如果我早一点发现饶恕的大能和自由,我那50年的年岁可以过得更有意义。Forgive,
she says, and see the miracle that can happen.
他说,尝试去饶恕,然后你将会看到他带来的大能和奇迹。Now,
forgiveness is not a feeling.
饶恕并不是一个感觉。It's
an act of the will.
是一个意志上的选择。
You choose to bless the one who has cursed you.
你选择去祝福曾经诅咒或者对你很不好的人。
You choose to return good for evil.
你选择以善报恶。
And such an act sets you free.
所以这样的一个行动能够让你得到自由。
The Journal of Health Psychology recently published a study which describes one third of Americans who say they lie awake, sleepless, at least 2 to 3 nights a week.
最近健康心理学杂志发表了一些研究，说到有三分之一的美国人说他们现在每周至少有2到3个晚上失眠。
And then the study prescribed forgiveness as a way to overcome the sleeplessness.
然后这个研究呢，给治疗失眠提供了饶恕这样一个处方。
Now, in the study, researchers asked 1,423 American adults to rate themselves.
然后在这个研究当中呢，研究让1,423个参与者来给自己打分。
And how likely they were to forgive themselves for the things that they did wrong, as well as to forgive others who had wronged them.
就是问他们自己到底有多大的几率，他们愿意饶恕自己，饶恕自己曾经对别人做出的，让别人受伤害的事情。
And then they answered questions about how they had slept in the past 30 days.
然后也问到他们过去30天他们的睡眠质量怎么样。
And the results showed that the people who were more forgiving were more likely to sleep better and for longer than in turn, and in turn have better physical health.
所以研究发现呢，那些比较容易宽恕别人的人，有更高的几率可以睡得更好，睡得更长，相应的也就身体更加健康。
Forgiveness helps people to leave the day's regrets and offenses in the past, and it promotes sound sleep.
饶恕呢，可以让一个人能够去遗忘，或者说放下那些曾经受到的伤害，或者是诅咒。这样的话，让他们能够有更好的睡眠。
Otherwise, they had too much on their minds to get any rest.
所以否则的话，如果他们没有办法饶恕的话，那些情绪也好，那些思想也好，会让他们无法入睡。
People who don't forgive, the researchers explain, tend to linger on unpleasant thoughts and feelings, such as anger and blame and regret, and that detracts from sleep.
研究表明呢，如果一个人不愿意饶恕，那些苦毒、那些恼恨、那些思想，会一直萦绕着这个人，让他没有办法入睡。
So set yourself free, forgive, and get a good night's sleep.
所以试试饶恕吧，饶恕能够给你自由，让你有好的睡眠，有好的休息。
Forgive those who hurt you and put them in God's hands.
饶恕那些曾经伤害你的人，将他们放在神的手中。
Now, to love life, you're going to have to love one another as well as love your enemies.
所以要热爱生命的话，要学习彼此相爱，学习爱你的仇敌。
And then and only then enjoy living and see many happy days.
所以只有这样，你才能够热爱生活，饱享美福。
You can be glad you're alive.
你会很高兴你还活着。
Verse 10. For the scripture says, if you want to love life and see many happy days, notice that, if you want to love life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies.
彼得前书三章十节这里说到，因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福。这里注意是，如果爱生命，愿享美福。需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Now this is saying to love life, you have to keep your tongue from speaking evil.
所以这就是说，如果你想要热爱生命的话，必须要禁止你的舌头不出恶言。
In the surrounding verses to this passage, that means you repay an insult with a blessing.
在这节经文之前呢，也提到以祝福还辱骂。
It means you speak well of, and to someone, even if they don't speak well to you.
所以这意味着，即使对方不对你说好话，你也要对他说善言，客观正面的评价他。
There's a judge in Maui, Hawaii, who understands this principle.
在夏威夷，一个人他早就知道这些原则。
A few years ago, Judge Rhonda Liu sentenced Darren Young, age 30. To write 144 nice things about his ex-girlfriend.
在那里，这个有这样一个法官叫卢龙达法官，他曾经对一个30岁的一个年轻人，当时他被捕，是因为他给他的前女友连续发了144条信息，是控告他令人讨厌的地方。然后这个卢龙达法官就要求他。对于你发给他的那144条信息，你必须写出144件你前女友做的很好的事情。
Now, according to police reports, Young had called and texted his ex-girlfriend 144 times between 8:39 and 11:10 p.m.
所以呢，据警察的记录呢，当时这个年轻人，他曾经在17年的5月22号晚上8点30到11点10分呢，他连续给他的前女友发了144条信息。
And that was in violation of a protection order.
这个违反了当时的一个保护的这样的一个律法法律。
And in his text, he spewed all kinds of negative things about his ex-girlfriend.
在这些信144条信息当中呢，这个年轻人他说的尽是那些侮辱、轻蔑、毁谤的话。
Police arrested him shortly thereafter.
所以这样的信息发出之后呢，警察就逮捕了他。
And in court, Judge Liu told Young that he had to come up with praises for his former girlfriend.
所以在法庭上呢，这个卢法官呢就要求这个年轻人必须为他的前女友写出144件他做的好的地方。
For every nasty thing he said about her, he had to say something nice.
他说，对于你发给他的那144条用来控诉他令人讨厌的地方的信息。
That amounted to 144 nice things.
所以那就意味着他要写144件他做的很好的事情。
Now saying nice things is good for any relationship, and you don't need to have a court order to do it.
说对方的好处，做的好的地方，良善的地方，是一个我们每个人都可以做的事情，也是能够增进我们人际关系的一个方式。 并不需要通过法庭的这样的一个执行法令才要去做。
Rabbi Joseph Teleshkin is the author of a book that he wrote on words that hurt and words that heal.
约瑟夫·特罗什金拉比呢，他曾经写过一本书，书中讲了什么样的话语会伤害，什么样的话语可以医治。
And he has lectured throughout the United States on the powerful, often negative impact of words.
他曾经有很多的讲座，他在这个讲座当中，向大家展现了有哪些话语是非常有伤害性的。And
he'll ask his audience to put up their hands if they can go 24 hours without saying unkind words about or to another person.
所以他曾经为参加这些会议的人说， 你们当中谁能够连续24小时不说任何人的恶言，可以举手。
Invariably, only a few people will put up their hand.
但是在台下的仅仅只有一些少数的人可以举起他们的手。
Others laugh and quite a few call out, no, they can't go a day without saying unkind words to somebody.
其他人有的人笑，有的人说怎么可能呢？
Teleshkin responds, if you cannot answer yes, you must recognize that you have a serious problem.
特鲁什金拉比说道，如果你做不到，你必须承认你里面有很严重的问题。
If you cannot go 24 hours without drinking liquor, you're addicted to alcohol.
所以如果你不能够做到连续24小时不喝酒，那你就是对酒精上瘾。
If you cannot go 24 hours without smoking, you're addicted to nicotine.
如果你不能够持续24小时不吸烟的话，说明你对尼古丁上瘾。
And if you cannot go 24 hours without saying unkind words to someone, then you've lost control over your tongue.
如果你不能够做到连续24小时不说任何人的恶言的话，说明你对自己的舌头已经失去了控制。
And so you need to ask yourself, do you have a problem in this area?
所以你自己要扪心自问，你是不是在舌头上有很大的问题？
And if so, repent and ask Jesus to deliver you from it before it destroys you as much or more than something like alcoholism.
所以如果你自己确实有舌头的问题，你要祷告求神赦免帮助你。
If you're going to love life, you need to love people, which means that you need to keep your tongue from evil.
所以你要学会爱生活、爱人的话，你必须要控制住自己的舌头，不出恶言。
Furthermore, the passage goes on to say, to love life means that you have to turn away from evil and do good.
11节经文这里继续说到,
Verse 11, turn away from evil and do good.
11节说到,
Now, literally, that means to bend out of evil.
所以这个字面的意思就是不要与恶对齐。
To bend something means that you need to go in a different direction.
这个要弯曲的意思就是说你要跟原来他的这个方向要相反。
In other words, when somebody does evil to you, you need to bend out of that evil and do not respond with evil.
所以当一个人对你, 出恶言, 对你做不好的事情的时候, 你不要去反弹回去, 你要离开这个原来的这个方向, 你要去,
Go in a different direction from the evil.
所以你要去, 离开恶的这个方向。
And that's what verse 9 is saying. Don't repay evil with evil.
所以九节这里为什么说到不以恶报恶?
In his book, Confessions of a Pastor, Craig Groeschel talks about a time when he was silently praying during a worship service just moments before he had to get up to preach.
克雷格格雷舍尔牧师在他的书《一个牧师的忏悔录》当中曾经讲到，有一次在他 就快要去讲道上台演讲道的时候， 他收到了一个小纸条。
His eyes were closed and he was focused on God when he felt someone slip a note into his hand.
当他闭上眼睛祷告的时候, 来真的, 求神同在的时候, 他眼睛看不到任何, 但是他接收到一个小纸条。
He never saw who it was, but the note was marked personal.
但是他因为他的眼睛闭着, 所以他不知道到底是谁递给他这样一个纸条, 但是纸条外面写着, 这是一个, 个人的,
Groeschel said, I thought to myself, probably somebody wrote a nice note to encourage me before I preach.
格罗舍尔, 自己想到也许是, 会众当中有某一个人想要在就是刚刚要快要讲到之前来鼓励我。
So a warm, loving feeling settled over him as he unfolded the paper.
所以想到这些的时候, 他浑身就有软流流过, 非常温暖, 所以他渐渐打开纸条。
But moments later, he lost that warm, loving feeling.
但是当他打开纸条的时候, 他原来那个温暖的, 感觉立刻消失了。
The woman who wrote the note had tried to see him on the previous Friday, which was his day off.
这个纸条上是一个女人写道, 本来是她想要约见牧师, 上个周五, 本来, 却是牧师的休假日, 他们想要见面的时候。
And she took offense that her pastor was not available when she needed him. And so she blasted him in that note with all kinds of hateful accusations against his ministry.
所以, 这个妇女在纸条上写的其实是一个因为牧师他要休假, 所以他们最终没有见面, 所以他纸条中写的竟是充满指责的话。
And this happened literally seconds before he was to stand up to preach.
这个就实实在在地发生在他要上台去证道几秒之前。
Groeschel says, in that moment, I had a choice.
格罗舍尔说到, 在书中说到, 在那个时候, 我有一个可以, 我可以做一个选择。
I could internalize the offense and let it fester and become shaken and discouraged by it.
他说, 一方面, 我可以选择把这样的指责, 接受进来, 并且内化, 然后我整个人就会非常不好, 然后我会非常的沮丧。
Or he said, I could ask myself, I wonder what she's experiencing that was so painful that caused her to lash out like this.
但是另外一方面, 他说他可以扪心问问自己说, 到底他经历了多痛的事情, 才让他写出这么,
Groeschel said, I chose compassion over depression.
格罗舍尔说道,
My heart hurt for her instead of for myself.
我的心为她伤痛,
I knew that such a disproportionate reaction indicated some deep pain, so I didn't take her note personally.
所以我能够, 想象到他这样一个反常的一个举动, 说明他有多受伤, 所以我并没有, 把他的纸条, 太当回事。
In other words, he bent out of the evil that was done to him. He went in a different direction.
所以呢，他离开了那个突如其来的对他的恶，他没有把那个恶接受进来，就是偏离了原来这个恶来的方向。He
moved on.
然后他就继续往前走了。Otherwise,
he said, you become the very thing you despise, bitter and angry and hateful.
他说如果他真的是把那个恶接受进来的话，他将会成为自己都很厌恶的那种人。
To love life, you need to love people.
要热爱生命，必须要先学会爱人。
Which means you have to keep your tongue from evil and you have to turn away from evil.
所以那意味着你要禁止你的舌头，不出恶言，你要离开恶。
And then it says you need to pursue peace. Verse 11, search for peace and work to maintain it.
然后要寻求和睦，十一节这里说到寻求和睦，一心追赶。In
other words, you have to run after reconciliation.
所以这里其实就是说你要努力寻求追着要去和好。You
have to actively pursue peace, not content to let your relationship deteriorate into some kind of disrepair.
所以要努力的主动的去寻求和睦，不要满足于让你的人际关系恶化下去，以直到年久失修、摇摇欲坠的这个关系的那个地步。The
Greek word for peace in verse 11 describes harmonious relationships.
十一节当中和睦这个词有几层意思，一个是和谐的人际关系。The
Hebrew word for peace, shalom, speaks of unity or restored relationships.
和睦这个词的它的希伯来文沙龙呢，它其实代表着修复的人际关系。And
that's what supports what Peter's saying earlier, where he talks about living in harmony with other people.
所以这个也与彼得在第八节当中所说的，你们要同心来互相回应。Now
you know, when our relationships are not right, life is not right.
当我们与周遭的人这个关系紧张或者不对的时候，我们的生活其实也是感觉不对的。But
when our relationships are right, then life is going to be right.
所以当我们周遭人际关系都是在正好的一个状态之下，那我们的生活、生命各方面都是正常的。Now
look at this in verse 12. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil.
十二节这里讲到，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。Now
when you bless your enemy, the Lord blesses you.
当你祝福你的仇敌的时候，神会祝福你。And
he's attentive to your prayers and answers them far beyond anything that we could ask or think, according to Ephesians 3:20.
他留意听你的祷告，并给予回应。神所供应的超出我们所思所想，这是在以弗所书当中曾经有的经文所显示的。And
so, to love life, you need to love people.
所以要热爱生命，热爱生活，我们要彼此相爱。And
to love people, you need to love one another.
要学会彼此相爱。And
you even need to love your enemies.
甚至要学习爱你的仇敌。
One morning, Mauricio Estrada walked into his office, sat down at the desk, and was greeted with the message, "Your password has expired."
一天早晨，一个叫Mario的一个年轻人，他走进他的办公室，打开他的电脑，然后电脑屏幕上显示，你的密码失效了，点击更改密码。Click,
change password to change your password.
点击更改密码这个地方，然后来更改你的密码。Mauricio
was running late that morning.
这个年轻人那天早上他已经迟到了。He
didn't eat any breakfast and he had a meeting to attend.
他早饭都没来得及吃，因为他要赶着去参加一个会议。And
on top of that, he was harboring nagging frustrations with his ex-wife.
在这之上呢，更糟的是他和他的前妻之间的关系非常的僵持，非常的糟糕。Mauricio
had just gone through an emotionally brutal divorce that left him in deep depression.
这个年轻人刚刚经历了一场非常粗暴的这样的一个离婚， 整个这个让他已经几乎陷入了抑郁的状态。
Now this was just one more aggravation.
所以这个工作上的事情更是雪上加霜。
The IT people at his workplace had configured the computer server to ask thousands of employees all around the world to change their password every 30 days.
他工作的这个地方呢，这个IT 部门呢，就是设置了这样的一个有设置了这样一个方式，让他们每30天更改一次密码。
And so as the empty field awaited his input, Mauricio thought to himself, I'm going to use a password that's going to change my life.
当他要在想一个新的密码，想要去输入设置的时候呢，他想让我想一个密码能够改变我的生活的一个密码吧。
And so his password became forgive at H3R.
所以他设置的密码呢，就是大家看见的这个屏幕上，其实就是读出来呢，其实就是原谅他的前妻。
And so every time he came back from a break or a lunch or just being away from his computer, he typed in the word forgive.
所以每一次当他从午饭也好，上厕所喝茶点也好，回到他的电脑面前，要再次输入密码的时候，他就会输入原谅他。
And for 1 month, that password became a repeated reminder that eventually changed his life.
所以呢，这整整30天，他用这个密码的时候，他每一天都被不停的提醒，他这样的一个密码呢，完全改变了他的生活。
Mauricio said that constant reminder that I should forgive her led me to embrace a whole new way of dealing with the depression that I was drowning in.
所以这个年轻人说到，当我连续30天每天都输入这样的一个密码，不停地来提醒我自己的时候，我拥有了不一样的生活，我自己可以拥抱一个自由的生活。
God offers us a new way to deal with life this afternoon.
神今天下午为我们提供了一个新的生活方式。
And that's the way of love.
这就是让爱流动的一个方式。
Don't refuse his offer.
不要去拒绝这样的一个offer.
First, accept his love for you.
首先接受神对你的爱。
And then with his love, love the people that he's brought into your life.
然后借着神的爱去爱那些他特意放在我们身边的人。
You love life by loving people.
通过爱身边的人来实现热爱生命。
Try it. It's God's way, and God's ways work.
来试一试神的这样的一个方式。
You love life by loving people.
神的方式总是有功效的，通过爱身边的人来实现热爱生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the word of God which sets us free.
天父，谢谢你，谢谢你赐下你的话语，你的话语让我们得自由。
It is truth and we can believe it.
因为因着它是真理，所以我们可以信靠它。
Now help us to obey it.
帮助我们能够去顺从，遵从你的话语。
And when we're in situations that call for love, help us to show that love.
当一个处境一个关系需要爱来处理的时候，主要帮助我们真的能够以爱来回应。
Even difficult relationships, and some of them are very, very hard.
甚至是那些非常艰难的这样的一个关系，可能人非常非常难做到，也求你帮助。
Give us grace to forgive.
帮助我们，赐给我们从你而来的恩典，我们可以去饶恕。
And now, Lord,Give us that love for life that you have given to us.
主啊，赐给我们这样从你而来的爱，可以去爱身边的人，爱身边的灵魂。
Jesus said, "I've come to give you life, and life more abundant."
耶稣曾经说到，在约翰福音说到，我来是要给你们生命，给你们更加丰盛的生命。
Enable us to believe it and to practice it.
帮助我们能够真的是愿意去信靠他，并且能够将他实践出来。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。